Hello.
Hi, Arandi. It's Faggy calling from Family First Care. Is it okay if we talk in English? I'll be very quick.
It's Spanish.
Spanish only? Okay, 1 minute, please.
Okay.
All right, can you introduce yourself, please?
Muy buenos días. Yo seré su intérprete en español en esta llamada. Todo lo que se diga será confidencial. Por favor, hablar en frases claras y cortas para que yo pueda dar toda la interpretación.
Okay.
Okay, good morning,
All right.
Yarandi. I'm calling to let you know that I do see the service coordinator assigned from the insurance AmeriHealth, and I want to help schedule the next appointment so we can know how many hours will be approved for the home care and get started.
Okay, sí, Amari, he visto aquí para el home care y quiero para AmeriHealth y quiero agendar con usted para la visita.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so the service coordinator's name is Miss Sumler. I could give you her number. If you want, I could try to get her on the line, but I'm not sure she would allow me to be calling in with the interpreter. So I'm gonna hope she speaks Spanish. I could give you her number. If you could call and schedule that last appointment for the hours, that's the next step. And we also want to make sure you're onboarded as well so that as soon as we're ready to start, you can get paid.
Sí, yo puedo llamar, es la señora Sumler. No sé si va a atender la llamada con un intérprete, pero yo puedo darle el número para que usted llame, para que usted agende la cita, para que ya pueda programar y que ya pueda empezar, para que empiezan a pagarle.
Okay, entonces cuando yo agende la cita, yo empezaré a trabajar después que le hagan la visita a Mercedes.
Okay, so when I schedule the appointment, after they make the appointment with Mercedes, after that, I will start to get paid.
So after that, it takes like a week or two for the insurance to approve the case to start, and then they send us Family First Care an authorization to begin services. As soon as we get that authorization, you're able to get paid as long as we have all your documents and you're onboarded with us.
Sí, después de esa cita, va a tomar entre 1 a 2 semanas para que sea revisado y sea aprobado. Y ya después lo va a mandar a Family Home Care para que eso sea revisado y aprobado. Ya después de eso, vamos a tener que ver si tenemos toda su información para que pueda empezar a recibir el pago.
So
Okay,
while
perfecto.
sorry. So while we set up the appointment for Mercedes and make sure she's finishing her side of the process, our onboarding team is also going to be reaching out to you to get your IDs, make sure we have everything so that as soon as she Mercedes is done, we're able to pay you starting as soon as we get the authorization.
Sí, ya en esa cita de Mercedes, nuestro onboarding team, el equipo va a llamarla para conseguir toda su información, para que ya cuando terminen con esa cita de Mercedes, ya tenemos toda esa información y podamos ya introducirla para que empiece a poder pagarle.
Okay, entiendo. Yo anteriormente ya había mandado toda mi información, mi ID, seguro social, llené el INR, el W2, cogí unos exámenes que eran de parte de familia primero, todo eso ya yo lo había hecho.
I give all my information and my insurance number. I take in all information and all what I have to do. I do it already.
Okay, so we'll have someone double check that. Monica is in charge of the onboarding, so she'll make sure we have everything and make sure that you're active with our company, okay?
Sí, okay, vamos. Mónica estará revisando eso, pero vamos a llamarla para ya verificar todo eso, porque ella es la encargada y va a verificar toda esa información.
Okay, y una preguntita, ¿ella tiene conocimiento de cómo pagan allá, si es quincenal y cuánto, toda esa información que no la tengo?
Okay, you have the information that every when they pay, if it's every week, every 2 weeks.
So they pay every single week, and we'll pay by the hour. Monica is going to discuss the rate with you. Once we know how many hours per week Mercedes will be approved for, which will be after the appointment that you have to schedule for her. we'll be able to give you a little bit more exact of what you're going to be paid, because it depends on the overtime and the amount of hours. But we'll set up the rate with you before the case starts.
Sí, Mónica va a revisar eso con usted. Aquí se paga cada semana, pero ya después de esa en visita ya van a asignar las horas y cuánto pagan por hora y las horas extra. Pero eso ya después de esa cita, Mónica va a hablar con usted y va a agendar todo eso.
Okay, perfecto.
Okay, so I want to give you the information for the service coordinator. She's assigned to the case from the insurance, and she needs to do the assessment for the hours. If you could schedule or have Mercedes call to schedule as soon as possible so that we could get everything rolling. You ready to write down the number?
Okay, yo le voy a dar el número del coordinador, servicio coordinador, para que me puede llamar Mercedes para agendar eso, para que lleguen, para que ya empiecen eso más pronto. ¿Ya está lista para anotar el número donde tiene que llamar?
Sí.
Yeah.
Okay, the number is 717-480-1596, and her name is Miss Sumler.
Sí, el número es 717-480-1596. Okay, se lo repito. 717-480-1596. Y el nombre de ella es Sumler.
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 Ok. 717-480-1596.
Sí.
And if you could do me a favor, okay, you could text me to this number that I called you from. You could text in Spanish, that's totally fine. Just let me know as soon as the appointment is scheduled so I could keep up with the progress.
Okay, y si desea puede mandarme un mensaje de texto a mí, puede hacerlo en español, está bien, para que yo pueda, cuando ya haya hecho la cita, para que yo pueda darle seguimiento.
Okay, perfecto, muchas gracias.
Okay,
all right,
thank
perfect,
you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your help, interpreter.
You are welcome, have a wonderful rest of your day, and thank you for using our service, interpreter, disconnecting, bye.